Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona's prayer. Any sister listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sisters listening today that this is just really helpful in keeping her in your perfect will and helping her understand her dreams better. And that she just really seeks after you to stay in your perfect will and has a heart to obey you. Let's call these prayers guys in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33, talking about times of judgment and just kind of talking about how to hear the Holy Spirit, talking about Amos and how bad things can get, the importance of walking the Spirit, and then talking about dreams, okay, how the Holy Spirit's been really talking to, I've seen him talking to believers in their dreams lately, and talking about checks, okay, and what they can mean. One number that I've seen is the number 80,000. Okay, a check for $80,000. Now I wish I had scripture for this, but to be honest with you, I really just don't. I just know what it means from actual experience. And that is just having like that provision that will come from out of thin air is the only way I can explain it, which is really important when you're being persecuted. Because what happens is Satan has access, okay, to this world and this place. And he can take things from you, okay, if you're being persecuted. And that means he can take money from you, okay, also too. And so what I've seen that check to mean is just like supernatural provision that just kind of comes out of nowhere. But talking again about what these checks mean is that you have to step out in faith and cash them. Okay. So what that means is you're going through a trial, you're being persecuted. You have to know and believe in your heart that God's gonna, I mean, it says it anywhere in anyways in scripture, okay? That he will, take care of you. He talks about this in the Sermon on the Mount. But I've just seen that come through in terms of him providing like actual money, okay, coming out of nowhere, which is really important if Satan's attacking you and you're losing all of your money. Okay, you didn't do anything wrong, but you're just being persecuted, okay? Because the way that it works is you just step out in faith, knowing and believing that he is going to provide for you. So what that looks like is that you're in a situation and you need to take care of things financially, and you see just this little glimmer, a little spot, and he's saying, go after that. Okay, I'm gonna make that happen for you, okay? And you go after it and you take it and you receive it, and then it works out perfectly, okay? It's like water, wells of water sort of in the desert, okay, where you just he directs you to these wells of water and you have what you need to take care of you and your family, okay. Really important. But then just again, just going back to that, having that stepping out in faith and believing, because if you kind of sit back and are fearful and doubt, then you're gonna drown, in that persecution and feel overwhelmed. But when you step out in faith and believe and say, no, I've got this, I know the Lord's gonna take care of me, and just sort of like the woman with Elisha and the oil, bottles of oil, she goes out and she gets as many as she can and he fills them all up. Same basic concept. You're saying, no, I believe that he's gonna take care of me, and he does, okay. I'll leave it there for today. Father, I ask just for any sister that's listening today that she that just has a very fruitful day, abounding the Spirit, and asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit, understanding that it's only the Holy Spirit that will help her understand these things. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen.